For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. To understand where someone is coming from, it helps to know where they've been. Will Haney is the mayor of the state's fourth largest city, Mount Pleasant. It's just outside of Charleston.
I think it's a very dangerous proposition.
He's meeting with council members virtually, as he's done during much of the coronavirus pandemic. Back in late March, they allowed the mayor to issue a stay-at-home order 1 week before the governor did so. But now there's discord over how to reopen.
Just to echo what the last few council members have said, I just feel like this is just too much government.
There's been a lot more flack on the let's get back to normal side than there was on the coming in side.
Initially, the community popped as a hotspot for COVID-19. But weeks of quarantine have left people restless, including the mayor. Only he's restless, wondering, is the town doing too much too soon?
And I'm the great-grandson of someone who died in the second wave of the Spanish flu epidemic in the state in 1919. So am I wary? You better believe I'm wary of the second wave.
Mayor Haney learned about his family's fate when he was a senior in high school. His maternal grandmother, Lucy Sherrard Sullivan, had just passed away. He never knew she was an orphan. She was 7 when her mother lost her life to the Spanish flu. It's believed her father did too, although less is known about his history. Lucy Sullivan grew up in an orphanage.
I think about her often.
He also thinks about his friend and fellow Citadel graduate Jack West. He lost his life to the current coronavirus pandemic. Another friend, his pastor, was hospitalized with the virus and put on a ventilator. Recently, the mayor's parents had to be tested. Fortunately, they were negative. A potential second wave, like the one that orphaned his grandmother, is very much on his mind.
Hope we don't have it. Hope we've learned.
You know, the last great pandemic, it was pretty quickly forgotten.
Jacob Steer Williams is an historian at the College of Charleston. He has spent the past 20 years studying pandemics, like the Spanish flu of 1918 and 1919. Worldwide, it killed more than 50 million people. Charleston was ground zero for South Carolina, and Steer Williams says its mayor called for a quarantine in the fall of 1918. It lasted roughly 5 weeks. People became anxious. The numbers seemed to plateau. So on November 11th, Armistice Day, marking the end of World War I, the mayor invited people out to celebrate.
The bells started ringing out, people threw on clothes, and they made their way to Marion Square.
He says 5,000 people gathered at 3 o'clock in the morning.
News reports mention revolvers going off, bells being clanged, flags being hoisted, and this lasted for several hours.
But weeks following that mass celebration, the flu was back with a vengeance, sickening hundreds and claiming even more lives.
And the mayor and the health officer are faced with this really difficult, embarrassing situation. And they're forced to reissue another quarantine.
So will history repeat itself?
We can learn from the past, and that we can see how panic ensues. We can see how blame and xenophobia is part of the process.
100 years later, we are still learning as we weigh lives against livelihoods.
I can tell you, I had to have some soul-searching moments. I had to look myself in the mirror and ask myself, what could I live with?
A novel coronavirus with some not-so-novel consequences. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.